When he reached it, he placed both hands on the bar itself and spoke to the barman. I saw his lip moving as he gave his order. The barman turned away from him for a few seconds and came back with a smiley tumbler filled to the brim with light brown liquid. The little man placed a pound note on the counter.
That's my pound! By golly, he's got a nerve!
What's in the glass?
Whiskey. Neat whiskey.
The barman didn't give him any chin from the pound.
That must be a treble whiskey.
What's a treble?
3 times the normal measure.
The little man picked up the glass and put it to his lips. He tilted it gently, then he tilted it higher and higher and higher, and very soon all the whiskey had disappeared down his throat in one long pull.
That was a jolly expensive drink.
It's ridiculous! Fancy paying a pound for something you swallow in one go.
It costs him more than a pound.
It cost him a 20-pound silk umbrella. So, it did. He must be mad.
The little man was standing by the bar with the empty glass in his hand. He was smiling now, and a shot of golden glow of pleasure was spreading over his one big face. I saw his tongue come out to lick the white moustache as though searching for the last drop of that precious whiskey. Slowly, he turned away from the bar and edged back through the crowd to where his hat and coat were ending. He put on his coat. Then, in a manner so superbly cool and casual that you had noticed anything at all, he lifted from the coat rack one of the many wet umbrellas hanging there, and off he went.
Did you see that? Did you see what he did?
Shh! He's coming out!
We lowered the umbrella to hide our face and peep out from under it. Out he came, but he never looked in our direction. He opened his new umbrella over his head and scuttled down the road the way he had come.
So that's his little game.
Neat. Super.
We followed him back to the main street where we had first met him, and we watched him as he proceeded, with no trouble at all, to exchange his new umbrella for another pound note. This time, it was with a tall, thin fellow who didn't even have a coat or hat. And as soon as the transaction was completed, our little man trotted off down the street and was lost in crowd. But this time, he went in the opposite direction.
You see how clever he is?
He never goes to the same pub twice. He could go on doing this all night.
Yes, of course. But I'll bet he prays like mad for rainy days.